News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, earlier this week on the show, we heard suggestions from Brendan Burgess of AskAboutMoney.com that those who are on the housing list could be accommodated outside Dublin.
If you want to rent or buy privately, in other words, if you're one of these people earning 70,000 a year, you're going to be renting in somewhere like Portlaoise, Drogheda or Goree and travelling in for an hour and a half or 2 hours every day to work in Dublin. However, if you qualify and you rock up to the council and say, I want social housing, you'd say, I want to be housed here in Tala or in Ringsend or wherever. And my suggestion is, if somebody is not working and they want social housing, they should be given it in Drogheda or in Goree or in Portlaoise.
Maria Bailey, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary. Is Brendan Burgess right?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
And look, what Brendan was saying there during the week, there is some merit in what he's saying because that's already happening. There's over 3,000 households that have moved outside their local authority, outside Dublin, and that is available to them if they qualify for HAP or if they qualify for social housing and they want to move from Dublin to another part of the country, say Limerick or Waterford, then they will be assessed in those local authorities, and if they qualify there, they can then leave the Dublin list and go onto those lists. So there is that is already permitted to happen.
Mm. But it doesn't happen in practice very much. I suppose, look, it's we do need to be careful here because you don't want to be vilifying people and you know, sort of branding people who are on social housing lists. But I suppose there is an argument, and some people listening may say, you know what, I grew up in Dalkey or Sandymount or Drumcondra. I can't afford to buy a house there. So I have to cut my cloth to suit the measure. And they're saying maybe people who are on the housing list should have to do the same.
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, whether you're on the housing list, whether you're struggling to pay rent or whether you're trying to get your foot on the ladder and buy your first property, you have to make compromises. You can't always get everything that you want. And if you're offered somewhere in Monkstown, but it's Blackrock you want, then I believe with the good transport links that are within, particularly in Dunleary constituency, then those compromises should be made. So what we do realise is that a Dublin Region Homeless Executive did a report that they issued to the Minister back in June, and that a significant number of households that present as homeless are unwilling to consider the option of HAP. And that's for various reasons. And the main reasons that are identified is that generally they include a preference for a local authority-owned dwelling in terms of that gives them additional security provided by longer-term tenancy.
Mm.
Or proximity to family, which I completely understand. But likewise, if you're in rental accommodation, if you're from the country living in Dublin or vice versa, you don't have that option and you have to make those compromises. Or you want a house over an apartment because you want a garden. So look, wherever you are trying to provide a home for your family, there is compromises that need to be made, unfortunately.
Yeah, you kind of touched on that report that was brought out in relation to people looking to secure a social house rather than taking up HAPs. Interesting story, which in the Daily Irish Daily Mail today, a report carried out by Focus Ireland, basically making the same finding, saying families are choosing to stay in emergency accommodation rather than trying to find a rented home. Now, this time last year, Conor Skeehan, chairman of the housing agency, got absolutely vilified by various political groups, various politicians, various vested interests, and even people who work in the sector of looking after homeless people. This report, though, seems to confirm what he said at the time.
So I haven't seen the paper yet this morning, Shane, because I'm trying to get my own kids out of school this morning. But
fair enough.
What I do know from the evidence that I look at on a regular basis, which is verified across many sectors, many areas, that there was, for families and individuals in homeless accommodation, 595 offers made last year. And of that, 112 offers weren't accepted. Now, 483 were accepted.
That's for social houses?
That's for permanent social housing.
Yeah. This issue, though, is more about people saying, look, I'm not going to take up HAPS because I want to get a social house, basically. Yeah. I want the permits. You know, a very rational decision. This isn't about whether they're right or wrong to do it. It's a very rational decision. But Conor Skean said the same thing last year, and he said people were gaming the system. He got absolutely vilified for it. I suppose my question this morning is, Conor Skean owed an apology?
Well, what I would say to you is that anybody who's in emergency accommodation, rental accommodation is always far superior than raising your family in a hotel room. And I have people that come to my clinic every other week who have been told this information or being told not to take HAP, hold out for your forever home.
Told by whom?
Well, I'm not going to name people on the airwaves.
No, I don't want you to name people, but are people advising
elected,
them?
Elected, non-elected, advising them. And they may not have the information themselves, right? But if you're number 3,000 on the housing list, by staying in that hotel, you're still not going to skip the list.
Are you telling me that politicians, are you actually saying that politicians, elected representatives, are saying to people, don't take up a HAP scheme, stay in emergency accommodation, you'll have a better chance of getting a house that way?
Well, I can't verify that, Shane. That's just what I'm hearing back from people who come to my clinic or who contact me at various points. So I can't verify
that. No, but that's what you're being told by people.
That's what I'm told. And that to hold out. But I'm looking at the figures. I'm looking at the construction figures, which are all going in the right way. But I also don't like to give false hope to families. And if we can find you rental accommodation, if you can't find it yourself, then in each local authority there is people appointed to work with families to help you find accommodation or find it on your behalf.
Okay.
And if you can't find it at the level that you've been allocated financially, then there is discretionary allowances there.
Okay.
At all times we're looking for a safe group of people's health.
Maria, we will leave there. You're just breaking up. Maria Bailey, Fine Gael TD for the Navy. Thanks indeed for taking our call this morning.